This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. I'm Frederick Penny, your host. I was just looking at pictures of Zamora, the teacher that has just been sentenced to 20 years in prison. We're going to talk about that this hour, but just very interesting to see what happened and whether or not you believe 20 years in prison for basically having sexual relations with a 13-year-old is too much or not enough. And we're going to talk about some other specific ones that were fairly similar, but not the exact same thing, and what they received that was other men that had relations with minors and what they received. Again, all states are different, and every scenario is different, so you have to remember that. We're going to discuss that. Call us at 855 Law Radio or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. We do a thing called Case or No Case, which Cal tries to stump us by either giving us a real case scenario, and we determine whether or not what the outcome is, or it's a fake case, and he tries to stump us to determine whether if we can figure out if it's fake case or a real case, and then we receive points for that. Those of you in our newest affiliate, we're telling you that so you can understand some of the favorite things that everybody loves to hear, which is the Case or No Case. Welcome, WSGI, 1100 AM, Springfield, Tennessee. Todd's hometown as a prosecutor. He didn't grow up there, but it's kind of his semi-hometown.
My home state.
Yeah, where he was a prosecutor there, so it's more exciting to finally have Tennessee in our wheelhouse and part of the family. So let's remember that. The other thing we're going to talk about is a man who was sentenced for stealing Marilyn Monroe statue. And what's interesting is if you look at the pictures and we discuss this case, how the heck did he get away with this? Broad daylight. There's actually a picture of him taking it down with a hacksaw in broad daylight. Yet, so anyway, at least that's what I understand.
Fred, when a man's got an urge,
I wonder how much he was smoking.
It could be.
And then we're going to talk about some legal issues with Taylor Swift and Jeff Bezos' divorce. Denise, that's in your wheelhouse. We've got to talk about how Jeff Bezos' wife is going to have to live like a pauper the rest of her life. It's just, I feel so bad for her.
I don't know how she's going to get by.
I'm not quite how sure she's going to get by, but
should we start a GoFundMe page?
We should probably start a GoFundMe page, and then we'll help her out. So we're going to discuss that. But before we get to that, just remember, we're talking about general legal issues. Seek counsel for any thing that you need to discuss or talk about or get an opinion on. Do not take us for, I'm going to say, don't even listen to us. I'm going to say, other than using it for, I'd say Christmas time around the table with the in-laws.
Yep. Christmas time, Thanksgiving, you're around, and everybody's talking, and somebody says, you know, they said, they say that back in my day we didn't have none of those comedy shows, or whatever. You can come back and say, well, you know, I noticed you gave no citation, no example of the word they, and I'm going to come back with some Radio Law Talk citations. That'll get you. That'll do it for you.
Okay, Cal, without further ado, let's go to hour two, Case or No Case.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
All right. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, this is a game of skill, no wagering. All right. I take you now to England. Last time we were together, we had a case or no case about a wedding photog. This is, I think, my last wedding photog case for the year. Mark and Sylvia Day were presented with a compact disc full of pictures from the big day. Heads chopped off, inattentive guests, random close-ups of vehicles. The cutting of the cake was missed. Of the 400 images they were given, only 22 met with their approval, and those marginally. They also received unedited, shaky video footage of the event, with the camera operator dropping the camera in the middle of the ceremony, accompanied by a swear word when he picked
it up. I know where this one's going, by the way. I'm already ahead of you.
In a further insult to the occasion, Gareth Bowers of Fresh Images Photography misspelled their names on the thank you cards. It said, thank you, Slivia and Mark. The couple had selected their photographer, Mr. Bowers, after visiting 11 bridal fairs, didn't get their album more than a year after they tied the knot. They just got the disc. Mrs. Day said things went from bad to worse because the photog and the videographer kept missing important key points throughout the day. There were no nice group shots with the bride, the groom, the family, etc., etc. They asked for a refund. Photog says, you're out of your mind. I didn't guarantee the quality of the pictures, only that I would take them. And I did. You now have your wedding album. There's no accounting for taste, and just because you didn't like the pictures doesn't mean I shouldn't get paid. So the married couple sought counsel. And so I ask you, case or no case? And it's a time that we start with Mr. Todd Kunin on this particular adventure. Mr. Kunin?
Well, I have no doubt that the married couple sought counsel. I just didn't know if it was legal counsel or marital counseling. But I don't know if you're going to let me get away with that one.
No,
boy,
you know,
I'm going to go out on a limb here because go big or go home. I'm going to say no case. I know that you already gave us one no case today with the previous one, but I'm going to say this one was a no case because of something that I picked up on while you were giving the scenario and our reactions to it. So that's my no case final answer.
All right. Denise Dirks, what say you, case or no case? And if it was a case, what was the outcome?
Well, certainly, England, I don't know England laws, but I have to assume some of them are kind of similar because a lot of the United States laws are derived from English laws. And so I would have to say that it's a breach of warranty, that the photographer and the person who put on the wedding, whether it was the photographer and also then, you know, did the thank you cards, that they warrant that they're going to do a product that's something that you could utilize. And utilizing means seeing the faces on people and seeing the group shots. And weddings are very traditional. You have pictures of the cake cutting and you have, you know, pictures of each of the families with the bride and all of that. So I would say definitely it's a breach of contract issue, and specifically that this photographer / you know, stationary person actually breach that warranty that they warranted their product. And I'm going to say that it is a case, and I'm going to say that the damages, they got back 22 over 400, no, opposite. Because 22 pictures were okay, the relative damages was kind of gone between what was okay and the mass that wasn't. And so they got most of their money back.
So they
back.
Got a portion of their money back.
Yeah, most
just,
of it.
We can just say that. Okay, yes. Fair enough. Mr. Penny, what say you, case or no case? And if so, enlighten us as to your thoughts on the outcome.
I'm going to play the photographer.
There's the whiskeys over there. I know what the champagne is. George, grab me another one. Okay, I'm going to take a picture.
Whoa, there's three people. Give me another shot of that whiskey. He was drunk. He was drinking all the wine and all the drinks. That's exactly what happened. He's like, oh, I'm going to take the picture right here. And you know what? They should have known it when they said, okay, we're cutting the cake. Just a minute. Let me take the picture. They should have kicked him out right there or got someone else, got Aunt Martha to take the picture. But I'm going to tell about what the more details of why I think this is a case when we come back, because I know what I'm doing when it comes to wedding picture taking.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk on your favorite radio station and on RadioLawTalk.com. And we remind you, the show is live 9 to noon every Saturday Pacific time. You can listen live on the website then.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Rosbach here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials. So just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4LAW or see us at PennyAndAssociates.com. See, that wasn't so bad.
I am Cameron Levitt, Chief Operating Officer of Concussion Medical Clinic. California's first concussion medical clinic is now open. As concussions increase each year, there has never been a greater need for concussion specialists. Our physicians at Concussion Medical Clinic are board certified in pediatric neurology and sports medicine and have partnered with universities, hospitals, and rehab clinics to expedite the recovery process. Simply put, we are elevating the standard of care. When you need an expert concussion opinion or concussion care, visit Concussion Medical.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Show the facts are we're taking pictures, and pretty much we don't have very good pictures.
I dropped the camera, dang.
Just taking a couple of Yeah, that champagne is really good. So this guy's drunk, in my opinion, and I'm telling you right now, he's taking horrible pictures. There's only 22 good pictures that show up. They sue. He said, I only guaranteed I'm taking the pictures. I'm not guaranteeing the quality of the pictures. And I'm going to say, I don't know the laws in England, but I'm going to say this is the thing. It's a case, and they win, as in the couple that got the cruddy pictures, because there's an assumption of certain standards within the community of photographers that you have to meet. In other words, we didn't guarantee that you would have good pictures, but they're going to say, too bad, there's an assumption that pictures are at a certain standard or level. I know in the United States and many states, that's what the argument would be. So I'm going to say it's a case, and the couple wins. They get their money back. They should have got more than that. And they probably lost tons of money on their wedding for the 40 or 50 bottles of wine and or champagne that this guy drank.
No discussion about alcohol in the suit. Only just lousy quality. Oh, I guess I gave it away. Those of you who say it is a case, Fred and Denise...
God is smoked. It's a case.
It is a case.
Yeah, whatever.
Those of you who say it is not a case. Okay, now, for those of you who say that the plaintiffs, that is the happy couple, won.
Yes, Denise died. Yes. Fred Penny and Denise nailed it. Denise Dirks and Fred Penny.
They were awarded some compensation by the judge after winning a case for breach of contract against the photographer. The deputy district judge found in favor of the Days at the court and criticized Mr. Bowers for providing inappropriate photos that were woefully inadequate.
Inappropriate photos.
Bowers said, well, Your Honorship, sir, I've been in the business for 4 years, and I've shot 20 weddings. That's all he'd shot was 20 weddings in 4 years. Now, he was ordered to pay back $500 from the £500 from the $1,450 the Days had given him. So $450 damages, $100 for the loss of earnings, and $170 in court fees.
That's
so
pretty good.
They didn't recover all of it.
No.
The judge said, it's not just the quality of the pictures, but the subject of the photos is unworthy of wedding photographs. Bowers also missed the cutting of the cake, and you can see how angry the groom was getting at the wedding video. And in fact, the bride said that she did, because of the lousy photographer, she did a psycho knife action in the wedding video toward the photographer saying, come on, man, you know, get some pictures here. Anyway, the judge said it was a car crash from start to finish. And therefore, you're going to have to give them back most of what they got.
Good case. That was a good case. And I think in the United States, the same thing probably would have happened.
And now, next time, by the way, I want to tease. Next time on Case or No Case, I will take you to the lovely village of Austin, Texas.
Now, let me tell you, I'm going to give you, as an attorney, I'm going to give you some advice, ladies and gentlemen out there. No, let me back up. As Fred Penny, not as an attorney, I'm going to give you advice. When you're at your wedding and your photographer shows up and he's got a bag and he zips open the bag to take pictures and he pulls out these little cardboard square little camera things, the disposable ones, and says, ready to go, you might want to have Aunt Martha take the pictures. So there you go. Just a little bit of advice from Fred Penny at Radio Law Talk.
Welcome to Tips by Fred Penny.
As a former wedding photographer myself, my advice is... always have a backup, relatives or somebody, seriously, because you never know, and especially in the days of film, so much could go wrong.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, I would always bring somebody else with me and say, please shoot just in case I have a problem. And
right.
Only bailed me out one time out of like 60 that I did, but that one time was huge. So, right. Anyway, that's Case or No Case. Thanks.
So there's a man in Southern California that is in love with Marilyn Monroe for some reason, and he just can't help himself, but he wants the Marilyn Monroe statue that is sitting on top of Four Ladies of Hollywood statue is what it's called. And that's at the corner of Hollywood and La Brea Boulevard. And it shows him – wait a minute. I don't think – wait a minute. It might have been nighttime. It shows them going up there, I don't know if they're replacing it or what they're doing, but he climbs up there and gets a hacksaw. Now, you got to see this. This is not like someplace you can just go and grab it. You're going to have to get a really high ladder or a, you know, one of those, what do you call those, lifts to get up to it. But he climbs up there somehow, uses the hacksaw, cuts it down, and someone even says that they see him doing it and watch him do it. Now, that's what's just ironic to me is, you know, it's interesting that, oh, yeah, someone's up there hacksawing the Marilyn Monroe. Maybe you should call the cops. I'm not quite sure.
And this guy is kind of an interesting gentleman, for lack of a better description, because he also was convicted, he pled no contest to felony vandalism for smashing President Trump's Walk of Fame star.
I remember that
with
case.
A pickaxe.
Yes.
So this guy is like in the business of defacing, you know, memorial statues or whatever you want to call them.
We call that a half-court low where I grew up.
Yeah. Oh, they're running a half-court low on motor oil and the old brain there?
Mm-hmm. Okay, this is the question.
I didn't get it. I thought you said half-court. So I'm going, like, no, basketball?
No, no. No, we're calling it, he's a half-court low. So here's, this is what's interesting. He pleads no contest to felony, grand theft, and vandalism. We only have 1 minute, Todd. Tell us really quick what no contest means.
No contest means you're not admitting the facts of the case, but you are basically saying, yeah, if it went to trial, there's enough there to convict me. I'm not going to contest this. I'll take it. You preserve your defenses for any civil suits.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to have to come back and talk a little bit about Taylor Swift and Scooter Braun. This is interesting as to Taylor Swift's rights to her prior, I think there's a 5 prior albums or more than that we're going to discuss. And then we will talk about Brittany Zamora. I'm not quite sure. I'm teasing you on that. That's an interesting one for you guys. Hang on. We'll be right back. I'm Fred Penny, your host of Radio Law Talk.
Lots of resources on our website, RadioLawTalk.com. All you have to do is go over there. Pretty easy. We'll see you in just a minute. Don't go away.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with 2 beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. That's 800-918-1376.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Anti-ICE protesters reportedly tore down an American flag outside a U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement facility and replaced it with a flag of Mexico, and also removed a Blue Lives Matter flag honoring law enforcement, spray painting it with the words "Abolish ICE," then raising the flag upside down on a pole next to the Mexican flag. After touring detention facilities on the Texas-Mexico border, Vice President Mike Pence talked about the impending ICE immigration raids this weekend.
The upcoming efforts are going to focus exclusively on individuals who have been fully adjudicated and ordered by a judge to be deported.
ICE raids will be conducted in at least 9 cities. Barry strengthened to a Category 1 hurricane this morning before it reached the Louisiana shore with sustained winds of 75 miles per hour. It's been creeping along at just under 6 miles per hour and could drop up to 22 inches of rain. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Time to get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
So we got the Brittany Zamora case and the Taylor Swift case. I'm not trying to say they're similar, but we're going to talk about Brittany Zamora. Brittany Zamora is a school teacher in Arizona, and this is the latest thing that hit just at the end of the week, I believe, was it a Thursday or Friday, that she was sentenced to, it was Friday, to 20 years in prison for some sex crimes. And there's a little, we need to back up and kind of go through the scenario of what exactly happened in this case.
Yeah, so Zamora is a sixth grade teacher at the school that she teaches at. And the 13-year-old was a student at the school. And this case involves two kids, one 13, one 11. And we'll explain how they got involved. So as alleged, if the prosecutor was giving the factual basis, I would imagine this is what they would say, that Zamora was engaged in a sexual relationship with the 13-year-old student, and that they were using the 11-year-old student as a, quote, lookout to stand guard outside because this activity was taking place on the campus of the school. Now, it came to light when the parents of the 13-year-old found his phone and observed text messages, and the text messages between the 13-year-old and the teacher were very explicit and strongly suggested that a sexual relationship was going on. It was turned over, law enforcement investigated, and that's how law enforcement found out about the 11-year-old being the one that stood lookout. Interviews revealed that he did see some activity. They checked the 11-year-old's phone, and they find that at one point in time, Zamora had asked the 11-year-old a personal question about his private parts, and he didn't know what she was talking about. So she sent him a picture of a male that had those characteristics, and he responded. And the long and short of all of that is that she ended up facing charges, originally charged with 10 counts of sexual misconduct. Bear in mind that every time intercourse happens is a separate charge. So she was originally charged with 10 counts, and I believe that they were counts of actual conduct with the 13-year-old, and then there was a charge of communication with the intent to commit those acts with the 13-year-old, and communication with the intent to commit those acts with the 11-year-old based upon the context of the messages that were sent. So that's what she was charged with. That's sort of the background. She was arrested and faced the charges.
And she actually pled to it looks like it's two charges because one kind of looks like it's two parts, but she pled to sexual conduct with a minor, attempted molestation of a minor, and public sexual indecency. And that's the charge where the 11-year-old comes in, because that 11-year-old saw something that he should not have seen.
Well, she's probably got two charges as it relates to the 11. So we know that the sexual conduct with a minor applies to the 13-year-old.
Right.
The other one that she pled to, which was communication.
Attempted molestation.
That would be as it relates to the 11-year-old. What they're saying is she was trying to groom him, the calls, the
exactly.
Text messages and all that. And then the fact that it happened on a public campus
and in her car.
And in her car, which would be a public place. In any place where somebody, where it's reasonably likely that somebody could have seen, and the fact that they've got evidence that the 11-year-old did see, so she's good for those three charges. Now, she faced up to 30 years. That's what she was looking at. She entered a plea deal where the mandatory minimum was 20. Now, I don't know if the terms of the plea deal were one that they said, look, we're going to leave it up to the judge. Sometimes this happens in cases where they say, here's what we're going to do. By virtue of the plea deal, we're not going to say you can't get probation. We're going to say we'll leave it up to the judge to determine whether you get probation or whether you go to jail. And if you go to jail, you're looking at 20. If you go to prison, you're looking at 20 years. And the only reason I say that is because at the sentencing, Zamora made comments about how I just want to go home to my husband. This is not who I am. Colossal error in judgment, all of those things. And I don't see somebody making those kind of arguments about wanting to go home to your husband if it's already set in stone that you're actually going to prison. Could be wrong, but that just doesn't seem to contextually work. But the fact is, she was sentenced to 20 years.
The interesting thing, too, is the court did look at mitigating factors. They looked at her lack of criminal history and the fact that screenings indicated she was not likely to reoffend, and she did appear to be remorseful in the end. However, they looked at some factors that aggravated the situation, such as her violating and abusing her position of trust over these children, and that fact she tried to conceal the crimes. And in the beginning, her defense team tried to blame the 13-year-old victim, which I think backfired badly. So anyway, the judge does look at those things, too, in imposing the sentence.
So here's the whole question for us at Radio Law Talk that we have brought up on this thing. Is 20 years too extreme in this case or not? Or is it not extreme enough that they should have given her more? Now, again, this is clearly a person, we're all going to agree, that has no, at least known, prior criminal issues, pretty clean, married, just the typical all-American girl, it sounds like, you know, a teacher, someone that we look up to in the community. And was this just a horrible mistake? But what's interesting for those of you listening to note is every state's different in the laws. And you notice the judge gave her the minimum amount. Now, other states are different, and we've talked about this, and Todd sent us an interesting article about a California sex crime detective that admits to assaulting a 15-year-old girl, and he gets a few years?
He got 3 years of prison, and this is a guy who, for 20 years, investigated sexual assault crimes. And in this case, was the investigator on a case where the victim was a victim of sexual assault And then
15-year-old
victim of sexual assault, and he engages in the same activity with her. And
what sentence did he get?
He got 3 years. And you can see contextually how the scenario would lend itself maybe to that. Here you got a victim of sexual assault. They're very vulnerable. Female victim, very vulnerable, and this guy comes in and, for all intents and purposes, might even look like the hero. Going to investigate this, going to champion this, works with the victim, meets with her, they build that relationship of trust, and that has to occur. Otherwise, victims, they're not just going to tell what happened to them to anybody. You got to trust the investigator, right? And with all of that happening, to have the investigator then take advantage of that, it's just wrong. But in California, based upon the sentence structure, he gets 3 years. In Arizona, the teacher, who I suppose it's similar in the sense that it's an absolute abuse of the trust and the relationship between
right.
the two, she gets 20.
Yeah, I ran this by a number of people, by the way. I laid the facts out. And the three of us here, just so you know, those of you listening, agree that something's wrong with Brittany Zamora and what she did was horrible, okay? The issue is, under the Eighth Amendment, cruel and unusual punishment, right?
Yes.
Is 20 years too excessive? And without fail, the individuals that I went through this case and talked to them, they all said the same thing. They were upset at her, mad. And she
needed to do time.
She needed time. And the minute I said 20 years, all of them gasped. Like, yeah. How much?
That does seem excessive.
Like, they were shocked much.
And I think that speaks a little bit to the amount of media coverage that it gets. And I'll give you this example. Here we are we broadcast this from Northern California. And so the folks that you asked arguably were from this locale. None of us are in Arizona. I hopped on and checked what the Arizona newspapers were reporting. And some of them, one in particular I saw, says Brittany Zamora snookers the judge into getting the minimum sentence. That
wow.
People there thought she should have gotten more. And, you know, you look at this, and intelligent minds can differ as it relates to this.
Reasonable person differ in each state, right?
Exactly. But we look at this and say, 20 years, wow. I mean, if that is an appropriate sentence for her, then the cop with the sexual assault victim should be looking at the same or more, in my opinion.
Yeah, 20 years is an awful lot.
Hey, call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. That's 855-529-7234. Or tweet us at Radio Law Talk.
Yeah, we're going to be back and talk a little bit about this Taylor Swift recordings case. Actually, it's not a case yet. The issue is whether or not a case is going to come forward about her recordings that this individual bought for $300 million, which is quite a bit of money, and whether or not Taylor had the opportunity to buy her, I guess they call them her original catalog back. But we'll be back. We'll discuss that with Todd, myself, Fred Penny, and Denise Dirks.
This is Radio Law Talk, and we thank you for listening. We'll be right back. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Around the world. This is RadioLawTalk.com. Radio Law Talk.
Yeah, we moved on from Brittany Zamora, but we have to back up because Todd was bringing up a good point about the judge that was recalled. There was a worry to some degree about judges who are actually giving out sentences according to what the legislator has set the law, and this judge in the case of the Stanford swimmer got recalled because he basically followed what the law required him.
Not required, but
within the means of the law that was set by the legislature.
Allowed him.
You remember in the analysis that I just gave about Brittany Zamora, I said that it seemed, I wasn't sure, but it seemed like they may have given it over to the judge to say, look, you can either give probation or prison, and if you go to prison, it's 20 years, right? Well, because that's what the law arguably would have allowed. In the Aaron Persky situation, Aaron Persky being the judge who oversaw the Stanford swimmer, sentencing was given to him. He exercised his discretion. Right or wrong, he exercised it within the purview of what the law allowed. And in that case, he granted probation with 6 months in jail. The guy got out in 3 based upon sentencing credits. And the public was in an uproar and ultimately recalled him. My concern was that was going to create this wave throughout the judiciary where judges looking at that going, well, if I don't want to be recalled, nobody's going to recall me for being too harsh on a sentence. So I'm going to err on the side of being very harsh. And that was my first fear with Zamora. Well, the problem with that analysis is 20 years was the minimum that she could get if she went to prison. So there's nothing really wrong with that. How do you remedy that? Is the remedy to recall? I disagree. I think the remedy, if you don't like the sentences, is to go to your legislature and get the law changed. If you don't want Persky to have the ability to give 6 months, go to the legislature and change the mandatory minimum for the offense of engaging in sexual activity with an unconscious person.
Yeah, but like you said, you were reading the newspaper articles, and there was a number of people of saying she should have got 30 years.
She should have gotten more. They thought wow, that the judge in Arizona was
too lenient.
Snookered.
Right.
I think people think judges abuse their discretion sometimes when they say, look, the law says 20 years, send her upriver for 20 years. This was great. So this was an 11-year-old kid. And she's sending, yeah, I mean, come on, right? I mean, I think, well, I'm just telling you that many times the irritation comes when the law says this, and then the judge says, well, traditionally, so I'm going to exercise my discretion, and the law isn't really followed, but that's okay for the judge and the courts. It's not okay for the people on the outside of the system.
Well,
and that's where people
are. I'm going to argue yes or no. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, we have to be so careful because judiciary does not create the law. It's a legislative branch that creates law, except in the case of stare decisis, which means case law does come up.
Right.
But in this criminal justice system, the legislature in California has set the standards maybe a little bit lower than what public is right now. And if, in fact, we believe that the sentencing guidelines should be stronger, we need to address that with our legislature.
That's right.
Yeah, but I think getting to Cal's point, if I understood Cal's point correctly, it is that it's not an issue for us about whether the judge can or can't. I think we all understand they can't. It's that the general public, with the general public's average understanding of the judiciary, we can see a judge that sentences somebody within the purview of what the judge can sentence. And I don't think that the public necessarily gets that they're sentencing. In the case of Aaron Persky, I don't think that the public necessarily got that he was sentencing within the purview of what the law allowed. They just viewed it as, this is judicial abuse of discretion, that he shouldn't have done that, not realizing that he didn't deviate from what happened. It's not like the judge went, I know that the law requires me to put you in prison for 3 years, but I'm going to go rogue and do whatever I want to do and give you 6 months. He did what he did. If you don't like it, change what the judge can
right.
do.
And that's what I'm trying to say, too, with the judges also. What nowadays, with the social media and everything happening so fast, everyone is a judge out there off a 2-second review of Twitter. And that's what irritates me a little bit, is these judges, and again, they're not perfect. Don't get me wrong, they're going to make mistakes, but they're looking at all the evidence, all the details. The famous McDonald's case everybody knows about. Oh, my gosh, because don't forget, us as lawyers, I've read and studied it. Oh, that was a trap. That's crazy, the
McDonald's meeting where the woman spilled coffee
on her lap. Yeah, coffee down her lap. And all that was, but they didn't know the judge did what's called a remitter. A remitter means he reduced the case because he thought it was too much and didn't know about the facts of who was testifying to what. But the judge is right there. The judge is studying it. The judge hears everything and all the evidence the whole time, and all you hear out there is what the media tells you. So we have to give some discretions to our judges.
Yes, and Judge Persky was actually cleared of any abuse of discretion by the Judicial Commission. So,
and that didn't matter to the public.
Yeah.
You see, that's the point. Yeah. To the public, it comes off as an academic exercise, not an exercise in justice.
Right.
And that's the issue here. I understand what you're saying. He did everything in quotes legally, did everything in quotes. But you know what? At the end of the day, there was an unconscious girl raped by a guy, and he served 3 months in prison.
Right.
Now, to the general public, what are you going to say? Oh, well, it was within the purview. No, you're not going to say that.
No, you're not. You're going to say that the judge did it wrong, but when you look at who's really in charge of sentencing guidelines, it's not the judge.
Yeah, and if you don't,
right.
Look, if you go to our podcast, look up last week's show, we talked about the judges in New Jersey that on a case where whether a teen should be tried as an adult or as a teen, was a 16-year-old kid that sexually assaulted an unconscious person and took video of it, right, takes video of it. And on the video says, when your first time having sex is being raped. I mean, terrible. And the judge says, has the audacity to question whether or not the victim was really intoxicated, that the prosecution should have had a discussion with that victim about her ruining the life of this 16-year-old because he came from a good family and looked like he had good prospects going to college.
Yeah.
And mind you, on appeal, he was thoroughly reamed by these.
That's the difference.
He needs to be reamed.
But the problem is, from the public's perspective, they see a judge like that, and then they see a judge like Aaron Persky. They're all lumped into the same category.
Right. And Persky disagreeing with you, Cal, that this was a small amount, but he worked within the system that was given to him by the legislator, and there are checks and balances for judges, and Denise brought it up. There is a judicial committee. They can be disciplined by them, and they reviewed it and found he did nothing wrong.
I am waiting for the legal treatise, the legal book to come out that says how to effectively litigate your case into 140 characters or less. Because that's what we need. And we got the Twitters, Facebook, and the whole case is litigated in what you can put in a tweet, what you can say in a 30-second soundbite, that's what it boils down to.
And also, you have to understand the political climate right now, which is to reduce sentencing, hold people less accountable. I mean, in California, there's an rumbling undertone that criminals are being held much less accountable for their maldeeds. Those that were felons, now they're misdemeanors. Those the misdemeanors are being out flooding the streets and committing more crime. I mean, it's a simple fact. So people are upset about that.
Yes.
And then they see this happen, and there's this rumble underneath. See, I told you nobody's being held accountable. And you say, go to the legislature, and the legislature says, we're not going to build any more jails.
That's the issue. And I'm going to say that. But we're not political. Go ahead.
I think we're forgetting one really important part. California is in the minority when it allows for removal of judges by recall. Most of the states do not. So most of the rumblings that come around, the public does feel a little less able to impact that judge or to have any influence on the judge because he can only be removed for criminal act.
And to me, that's the ultimate irony, I think, that Cal's talking about, is if you poll people nationwide, they're going to say that California is the one that looks like they are leaning more towards reduced sentences for criminals and all of that, yet California is one of the only states that allows recall of judges, and the one that happened most recently is because a judge went too light on a defendant. I mean, that's sort of ironic.
Yeah, it comes down to whether or not do you leave more discretion to the judges or not, and, how much are we being taught by Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and all that stuff. So, hey, we tried the best we could to get to the Taylor Swift case and the Scooter Braun. We want to talk about it, but remember, you can go on to RadioLawTalk.com, go to the Listen Live, and you can hear us live talk about it. We just have so much fun here, and we have so many interesting topics to talk about. We just can't get to all of them. I wish we could. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO or tweet us at RadioLawTalk. And if you have some topics you want to talk about during the week, info@radiolawtalk.com. We will see you in another hour.
This is Radio Law Talk.
You have been listening to radiolawtalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.